this session, the governor is pushing to eliminate the income tax and make up that $3 billion of revenue with a higher and broader sales tax. Jim Patterson of Law B kicked off the presentation with what he's heard from lawmakers about their private talks with the governor regarding his still unreleased tax overhauls.
He does want to conform the local sales tax base to the state tax base. This will help local governments to absorb what are going to be some relegation of services performed by the state.
Right now, local entities collect their own sales tax, but there may be moves to centralize sales tax collection at the state level. Local services like parks and school boards could be at risk. House Minority Leader John Bel Edwards thinks local entities will have to raise property taxes to bolster these services. But because of the homestead exemption, businesses would bear the brunt of those hikes. Edwards says lawmakers will run into trouble with the Constitution if they consolidate tax collection. It says if the state were to add, for example, lawn care services to its sales tax base, the citizens of the parishes that don't already tax lawn mowing and landscaping would have to vote to approve the expansion.
And I'm just telling you, they won't pass. When people know they've got the highest sales tax in the nation, they are not going to pass.
The governor says he won't release his tax plan until he's met with all legislators. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.